Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Defer. It's our people unit again. We're always talking about someone inspiring in this unit. Joe, can you tell us who we are going to talk about today?
Well, we are going to be talking all about a very famous writer, a French writer by the name of Saint-Exupéry, and his story, The Little Prince. Now, I'm not sure how many of you guys out there are actually familiar with this story.For us, it's something that, we usually have to read when we go through school. It's one of those sort of, classic tales that everyone sort of knows about. It incorporates a lot of different elements into the story. There's like, you know, some fantasy, there's, some morals that we can take away from the story, of course. So it's a very educational and a very classic tale, and we're going to teach you all about it.Over the next couple of days.
Oh, so, I can't wait to see it.
All right, well, we're going to learn all about all the different little details of the story. So let's go ahead and get right down to it. Let's go through today's article.
Reading.
A Pilot and His Little Prince.
The book The Little Prince begins with a pilot crashing in a desert. There, the man finds a strange child called the Little Prince, who hails from a tiny planet which is just slightly bigger than a house. On the small planet, the Little Prince lives next to three small volcanoes and a unique rose he treasures dearly.The Little Prince is full of curiosity about other worlds and traveled to many planets before coming to Earth. Coincidentally, he meets the stuck pilot who seems able to satisfy most of his curiosity. Yet it turns out that the boy teaches the pilot to see new aspects of the world. The Little Prince was written and illustrated by French pilot and author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.It has sold over 140 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling books ever. As well as being a charming tale for children, The Little Prince also contains a mature philosophy on life. An especially meaningful lesson in The Little Prince is, one sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying the book, The Little Prince, begins with a pilot crashing in a desert.
Oh, no.
A pilot is someone who flies an airplane. So that's why we have these guys that are, you know, they show up at the airport, they get in the plane, and they fly us to wherever we are going to go. So that's what a pilot is.
Okay, 这个 pilot, P-I-L-O-T, pilot.就是飞机啦或者是战斗机甚至是太空梭的驾驶都可以叫做 pilot 那么如果是车辆的驾驶呢则是 driver 至于是摩托车的骑士的话则是 rider 那么这位 pilot 发生什么事呢 he crashed in a desert crash C-R-A-S-H crash 就是受到撞击而毁坏的意思那么像是飞机坠毁啊或者是汽车相撞都可以用 crash 这个字那么 crash 很容易跟另外一个字搞混哦，就是 crush, C-R-U-S-H, 听起来也蛮像的哦 ,crash, crush, 而且啊事实上拼字也只差一个字母。那么 crush 的意思是压坏什么东西所以要记得哦 ,crash 是因为相撞而毁坏但是 crush 是因为挤压而毁坏。
So we have our pilot who has crashed in the desert, and there, the man finds a strange child called the Little Prince, who hails from a tiny planet, which is just slightly bigger than a house. Now we see the phrase hail from here. To hail from somewhere just means that is the place you are from. For example, I hail from Canada. Zafir hails from Taiwan. So the place you hail from...is the place that you originally come from. Now, hail from is our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a closer look at this phrase.
She shortcut for you.
Is something on your mind?
Is it true that you hail from Tainan?
It's really hot in Tainan. It neither snows nor hails.
Well, to hail from means to come from.
I got it. Hail from means 来自某个地方。
I hail from Florida in the US.
Oh, that's a really warm place too.
So, is it true? Do you hail from Tainan?
I don't know who told you that. I hail from Vietnam.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to hail from somewhere, to be from a certain place. Now, we were talking about this sentence which says...The little prince hails from a tiny planet which is just slightly bigger than a house. Slightly just means a little bit, not a lot. So just slightly bigger than a house means that if you had a house, the planet is just a little bit bigger than a house.
Okay, 这个 slightly, S-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y, slightly 就是轻微的、稍微的。也就是说啊，小王子住的星球只比一个房子稍微大一点点而已哦。It's a very special planet.
That's right. It's very special and very, very small. Mm-hmm. Now, on the small planet, the little prince lives next to three small volcanoes and a unique rose he treasures dearly.
Everything is small.
Everything, I guess, would be really tiny on this planet. Mm-hmm. Well, he treasures this unique rose. To treasure something just means that you hold something to be very, very special to you. It's dear to you, in other words, or very valuable in a certain way. Maybe not in terms of money, but you're very emotionally connected to it.
Okay, 这个 treasure, T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E, treasure, 它可以当名词也可以当作动词来使用。当名词的时候啊，就是金银财宝。像是寻宝呢，就叫做 treasure hunt.Treasure Hunt 就是寻宝。那么有一本小说叫做《金银岛》，它的英文就是 Treasure Island 金银岛。那金银岛的内容是什么呢？它就是在讲海盗的寻宝冒险故事。As we know, pirates are always hunting for treasure. And treasure 当动词使用的话呢，则是珍惜重视的意思，就像是你把这个东西当成一个非常珍贵的宝藏这样子。那这也是本课的用法哦。The little prince treasures the rose dearly.他非常重视他的玫瑰 ,dearly, D-E-A-R-L-Y, dearly 就等同于 very much, 就是非常非常怎么样的意思。
Now, the little prince is full of curiosity about other worlds and traveled to many planets before coming to the Earth.
So can I call him an alien boy?
I guess, yeah, he's like an alien boy. He's a boy from another planet or from outer space.Now, coincidentally, he meets the stuck pilot, who seems able to satisfy most of his curiosity. Yet, it turns out that the boy teaches the pilot to see new aspects of the world. So, he's trying to teach him about these new aspects of the world. An aspect is a small part of something larger. For example, there are many aspects to the story, The Little Prince. There are many little parts of it.That we can examine on their own, or that we can study on their own, and they make up, or are part of, the entire thing, the entire story.
Okay, 这个 aspect, A-S-P-E-C-T, aspect, 它就是观点。那一件事情可能有很多不同的观点，这个观点就是 aspect. So, who wrote this interesting book?
The Little Prince was written and illustrated by French pilot and author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. So,
Are you reading French or
I'm
English?
I'm trying to read French. Of course, he's a French author, so please forgive my French pronunciation. I'm a lot better at English than I am at French.
Okay, so Saint-Exupéry,
I guess, would be one way of pronouncing it.
Okay, Saint-Exupéry was a pilot, and he wrote a story about a pilot and a little boy.
Mm-hmm. You have to write about what you know, right, if you want to be a successful author. So he was a pilot, so of course he included a pilot in his story.
Okay, 那我们今天要介绍的这位作家呢，中文翻译成圣修伯里。 他不但写了 The Little Prince 这本小说，他还 illustrate， 他还为这本小说画了插画。Illustrate, I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-E, illustrate 就是画图。那么 illustrate 跟 draw 或者是 paint 有什么不一样的地方呢？那么不管是画什么样的图，你都可以用 paint 或者是用 draw。但是啊 ，illustrate 就是特别指画图解说明用的图，或者是说像报纸啊、杂志啊、小说中的插图，那么画这类的图呢，也是用 illustrate 这个动词。那不知道同学知不知道，有一种绘图软体叫做 Illustrator， 它的名字啊，其实就是这么来的哦。那么你画出来这个图解或者是插图呢，这个图则是 illustration， I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N， illustration。
So this book of course has been hugely successful all around the world, probably one of the best-selling books of all time. In fact, it has sold over 140 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling books ever. 140 million copies.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. But I wonder which book is the number one bestseller. No,
it's hard to say. Like, who could sell more than 140 million copies?
Oh, no.
It's probably something like the Bible or something like that.
Oh, probably.
That, you know, you just find everywhere. Something obvious like that, I guess.
Okay.Now, as well as being a charming tale for children, The Little Prince also contains a mature philosophy on life. As well as 这个片语呢，我们比较常见的用法是像连接两个词性相等的单字，例如词性相等的单字像是 A as well as B. 例如说 I cooked dinner as well as washed the dishes. 这两个词性是一样的。但是呢 ,as well as 在这边的意思是除此之外，而且相当于 in addition to， 所以啊，这句话的意思就是呢 ，The Little Prince 除了是一本迷人的童书，它还包括其他的东西哦。So what other things does it contain?
As well as being a charming tale for children, The Little Prince also contains a mature philosophy on life. So it's for kids, but it also contains this mature philosophy.If something is mature, then it relates to people who are adults, people who are older. I guess, yeah, I guess some people would say I'm mature. I'm definitely not a kid anymore, of course. So if something is mature, like a movie that contains mature themes, it means the movie is more for adults and not really for kids. So, of course, The Little Prince is charming for kids. It's attractive to them because of all the fantasy and magical aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
But adults can relate to it as well because it has these mature parts or aspects as well.
Okay, 这个 mature, M-A-T-U-R-E, mature 就是成熟的这样子的意思哦。And philosophy, P-H-I-L-O-S-O-P-H-Y, philosophy 则是哲学。不过你的人生观或者是你处理事情的态度你的原则也可以叫做 philosophy. You don't need to be Socrates or Aristotle to have your own philosophy. And people like Socrates or Aristotle are philosophers. 哲学家的英文呢则是 philosopher, P-H-I-L-O-S-O-P-H-E-R, philosopher.
Now an especially meaningful lesson in The Little Prince is...One sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
Wow.
That's a very sort of deep lesson that's within the book. I guess they're saying, well, you have to see not only with your mind, but you have to think with your heart or your emotions too.
Okay, 这个 invisible, I-N-V-I-S-I-B-L-E, 它是隐形的看不见的意思。So he says...Something really important is invisible. That's very philosophic.
That's right. This book is full of little lessons like mm-hmm. that and pointing out things that, well, you might think would be obvious, but really they're actually very profound. There's a lot of information in there that kids can relate to and that adults can relate to as well. And as we were saying, there's a lot of philosophy mm-hmm. in it
that's
as
well.
That's why
it is classic.
That's why it's classic, and that's why people are still analyzing it in literature classes to this day, like high school literature courses, even university courses actually cover this book too, because there's so many different elements to it that people are still discovering to this day. So that's the mark of a truly classic book. If people are still talking about it, years, decades, even centuries after the author has passed away or after the book was first published, well, then we know we have a classic book on our hands. And this one, The Little Prince, is definitely one of those. All right, that brings us to the end of today's program, but we still have our For You Chat segment for you.
For You Chat.
All right, today's question on For You Chat, and I'm going to ask Zafir first, is, do you agree with the lesson The Little Prince tells us, and explain your answer?
Oh, that's very hard, because the content of the book is very philosophic.
It's a very deep book, yes.
Oh, well, I think you have to see with both your eyes and your heart. Because first, you have to see what happens with your eyes, and then you have to think or feel what's behind the event with your heart.
I think that's a very good answer. Of course, when we say you have to see with your heart, we mean that you're seeing the world through the emotional parts of yourself. The other part is your eyes or your mind, when you're thinking logically about things. But you can't see too much with one or the other. Mm-hmm. If you think too logically, or if you think too much with only your mind or your brain, well, then you're going to miss out on a lot that you won't see if your heart is not open. So I think Zafir's right. You have to think with both your heart and your mind, but you have to find the right balance between the two.
Yeah.
If you think too much with your heart and not enough with your mind, well, that can get you into trouble. If you're always too emotional about things, too emotionally attached to certain situations, that can lead to a lot of trouble. But then if you close off your heart too much and think only with your mind, well, it's kind of a cold way to go through life, I think. You'll miss out on a lot of great sort of magical moments that life has to offer. So this is one of the ongoing themes of the book that we're always talking about. And of course, The Little Prince offers us that you can't only see with your eyes or with your mind. You have to open up your heart to the world as well. So this is one of those sort of morals or lessons that we're always talking about that you encounter when you go through these classic works of literature, and that you always have to keep your eyes open for when you're reading through the words. All right, you guys can go ahead and discuss this as well amongst yourselves. Do you agree with the main lesson that The Little Prince is trying to teach us? And, of course, the tricky part is explaining your answer. Remember to explain.
In English, of course.
Of course. That's the difficult part, explaining your argument and getting your ideas across. I'm sure you guys can do it. All right, that brings us to the end of today's program, but please do join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Zafir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A Pilot and His Little Prince.
The book The Little Prince begins with a pilot crashing in a desert. There, the man finds a strange child called the Little Prince, who hails from a tiny planet which is just slightly bigger than a house. On the small planet, the Little Prince lives next to three small volcanoes and a unique rose he treasures dearly. The Little Prince is full of curiosity about other worlds and traveled to many planets before coming to Earth. Coincidentally, he meets the stuck pilot, who seems able to satisfy most of his curiosity. Yet it turns out that the boy teaches the pilot to see new aspects of the world. The Little Prince was written and illustrated by French pilot and author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. It has sold over 140 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling books ever. As well as being a charming tale for children, The Little Prince also contains a mature philosophy on life. An especially meaningful lesson in The Little Prince is, one sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Vocabulary Review. Pilot.
Airplane pilots must go through hundreds of hours of training to fly a plane. Slightly. The new smartphone is slightly lighter and thinner than previous phones. Treasure. Parents treasure the days they spend with their children. Aspect. The new book about the president showed a different aspect of his life. Mature. Being mature means accepting greater responsibilities. Invisible. While our feelings are invisible, we express them with our faces and bodies.